This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the Nutribenic Report, and we're going to be doing a kind of review of some amazing things here today. I want you to know that we're going to talk about the my latest video, which I'm going to put together by Sunday. First off, it's the SARS Coronavirus 2020. I do multiple updates, so we'll be back to early February. This one was one I put together last night. It'll be updated further by the weekend. I'm going to go over some of the details in the audio today. I'm trying to go slow enough you'll grasp it. We have maps here that will show you the map of the current state reported by the World Health Organization and other agencies. The SARS coronavirus is, and you need to understand this, is a bioweapon. It was created with collaboration of the American and the Chinese government and the Australian laboratory that created the HIV version of the virus that we helped them to create a chimera, okay? Now, if you look at their map going back in February, you can see the number of cases. It's exploded. There's two sub-strains. There's what's called the S strain, the original one, and the L strain, which is emergent, that attaches more avidly with the capsid or the what's called the corona protein that attaches to the ACE2 receptor of your lungs, okay, and spreads. And so you have to look at the SARS coronavirus. You have an incubation and delay period, which is unique compared to previous SARS or MERS or any other virus, like even the flu. There's not usually a delay. Overt illness like this gentleman that we were talking about with Dr. Truen last hour, he's been sick for weeks, but he's not sick. In other words, he's well enough that he could, if he could, he'd be back out working, but he'd be spreading the virus, okay? That's what's really nasty about it. Because around 20.7% people, if they get it, are going to get very sick, requiring some kind of medical care, whether it's ventilator or heart-lung bypass. Once the medical system gets saturated, they're going to be in big trouble. So I'm going to read some of the articles we'll have in this video. First off, did coronavirus originate in Chinese government laboratory? Yes, it did. Scientists believe killer disease may have begun in a research facility 300 yards from the Wuhan wet fish market. It didn't originate with wet fish market and bats. That's all foolishness. Next thing, structural characterization of the SARS coronavirus spike fusion protein core. And we have the articles actually up here, and you can actually see them, you know, Brian Tippett, Megan Howard, Michael Joblin, Randall M. Holmes, Catherine Holmes, and Robert S. Hodges. We have the actual article there. I'll read off the thing. The spike glycoprotein, a coronavirus, mediates the viral entry into the host cells. It is a type 1 viral fusion process that characteristically contains two heptad repeat regions denoted called HR-1N and HR-C that form a coiled coil structure within the ectodomain of the protein. Previous studies have shown that the two heptad repeat regions can undergo a conformational change from their native state of a six-helix bundle, which is a trimer of dimers, which mediates the fusion of the viral and host cell's membrane. Now, we don't get all of the fancy terms here, but it basically means the original version, which is the S version of the virus, has got a change in the specific section of the protein that creates this crown, if you want to call it. Look at an electron microscopy. It looks like a little crown around the virus and makes it attach more avidly to the receptor and to replicate more avidly and cause more serious disease. So this is a paper here. I've actually got the thing here. Next one is this thing called the coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon. This is actually a report from Dr. Francis Boyle. In an explosive interview, Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Act, has given a detailed statement admitting that the 2019 Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon that the World Health Organization already knows about. In fact, they were actually collaborating along with Mr. Fauci, who's working with Trump, and these incompetents that are around Trump. You have to understand, all these agencies for decades, long before Trump was president, have been working on these things for decades. And after 9/11, they increased the number of people who were bioweaponeers by 30 times. So by 5 years ago, and this is not up to date, they had 13,000 bioweaponeers making death weapons. I'll continue. Francis Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. He drafted U.S. domestic implementing legislation for Biological Weapons Convention, known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, that was approved unanimously by both houses of the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President George H.W. Bush. In an exclusive interview given to Geopolitics and Empire, Dr. Boyle discusses the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, China, and the biosafety level 4 laboratory, BSL-4, from which he believes the infectious disease escaped. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a purposeful release. It's more likely it's accidental because these people are sloppy. They've had previous release of these viruses. And you can do something simple like, you know, you carry a mild infection yourself because you're working with the animals, and then you go to a wet market or go to a restaurant, and then all of a sudden it's spreading everywhere, okay? Just like this guy in Utah that thinks that he's perfectly okay, but in fact, yeah, he might be okay in terms of clinical symptoms, but he could spread the virus like crazy. He believes that the virus is potentially lethal and an offensive biological warfare weapon or dual-use biowarfare weapon, genetically modified with gain-of-function properties, which is why the Chinese government originally tried to cover it up and now taking drastic measures to contain it. Now, they bought it. They didn't have to steal it. We actually collaborated. We're going to get into that here as we go through this PowerPoint. So this is hard to believe, but it's true. If you look at the coronavirus 2019 COVID, that contains a furin, F-U-R-I-N-like cleavage site absent in the COV of the same clade. In other words, it's got new genetic changes that are completely different. These are genetically inserted by a weaponized lab. So if you look at that article, it's in Antiviral Research 2020, February 10th, page 104742. And the title is The Spike-Like Protein of the New Coronavirus 2019 COV Contains a Furin-Like Cleavage Site Absent in COV of the Same Clade. Now, I'll read the abstract here. In 2019, a new coronavirus, 2019 N, that's lowercase N, COV, infecting humans has emerged in Wuhan, China. Its genome has been sequenced, and the genomic information promptly released. Despite a high similarity with the genome sequences of SARS-CoV and SARS-like COVs, which, by the way, these are endemic, they've been around for a long time, we identified a particular furin-like cleavage site in the spike protein of the 2019 COV lacking in the other SARS-like COVs. In this article, we discussed possible functional consequences of this cleavage site in the viral cycle, pathogenicity, and its potential implications in the development of antivirals. Now, you gotta understand, they're doing remdesivir antiviral research, another antiviral drug. The ones that I know, when we use them in the ICU, they can drop your hemoglobin a gram a day. So these might kill the virus, but they may kill you by putting you into terminal heart failure, right? So let's look at the next article. Next one is a SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses shows potential for human emergence. Now, this article is in what's called Natural Medicine, 2015, December 21st. And this article is interesting. Suggests a potential risk of SARS-CoV emergence from viruses currently circulating in bat populations. Well, what they did is they actually took in this animal laboratory in Australia a SARS virus, and they combined it. They combined it with HIV. And so what that means, when they combine with HIV, they actually made it like getting terminal AIDS by getting an airborne nanoparticle, viral particle you can get from flushing a toilet 10 floors down, or being in a market where somebody coughs 100 yards away, and then you just take two or three nanoparticles and they attach to the ACE2 receptor in your lung, and boom, you either have a mild infection and you can infect other people, or a serious one, and you end up on a ventilator, or heart-lung bypass, or it attacks your nervous system, your liver, kidneys, and you die. Okay? Depending if you're old and fragile and have pre-existing mitochondrial disease like heart failure or dementia or whatever, previous chemotherapy, you get really sick. Next article, biologists rush to recreate the China coronavirus from its DNA code. Now, let me read this to you. The world is watching. with alarm as China struggles to contain a dangerous new virus now being called SARS-CoV-2. It's been quarantined entire cities, and the U.S. has put a blanket ban on travelers who've been there. Health officials are scrambling to understand how the virus is transmitted and how to treat it. Now, we know these two clades are present, the S and the L clade. The L is a more lethal one that's just emerged now. So you have to understand, led by Ralph Barry, Barrick, B-A-R-I-C, and I have a picture of him here on my PowerPoint. You'll see it on the weekend when I get it done. And an expert in coronaviruses, which has get their name from the crown-shaped spike that they use to enter human cells. The North Carolina team experts to recreate the virus starting only from computers' readouts of its genetic sequence posted online by Chinese labs last month. Now, this guy Barrick has had the funding for the North Carolina BSL-3 lab pulled several times and reinstated by the government, by the National Institute of Health, and by the people like Mr. Fauci, who collaborate with him back even as long ago as 2015. So you have to understand this is real. The remarkable ability to boot up the viruses from genetically instructions is made possible by companies that manufacture custom DNA molecules such as integrated DNA technology, Twist Biosciences, and Atum, A-T-U-M. By ordering the right genes, which cost a few thousand dollars, and then switching them together to create a copy of the coronavirus genome, it's possible to inject the genetic code into cells and jump start the virus to life. Wow, that's crazy, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We'll be right back.
come back. We have, of course, I want to go over some of the key factoids here. It's on my PowerPoint I'll have by the weekend. Number one, the U.S. and China collaborated to create this chimeric HIV gain-of-function viral bioweapon. So we have the U.S. and the BSL-3 lab at the University of North Carolina, the animal lab in Australia with the HIV genes, and all the agencies were involved in the United States. The FDA, the NIAID, the NIH, the CDC, the WHO, etc. I'll change their letters for you so you can remember finally. Food and Drug Administration, I call the Fatal Drugs Allowed. National Institute of Ailing and Disease. National Institute of Horrors. The Center for Disease Creation and the World Horrors Organization. Number three, we sold the technology to the Chinese. They actually took dirty money for this lab. And then we created the combination virus. It was released just a matter of months after we released also in China, in collaboration, by the way, with the various tech companies that we're working with, the 5G, which Trump has approved of, which is very dangerous because 60 gigahertz actually blobs oxygen from your body and causes a form of hypoxia. 50 gigahertz will release the Epstein-Barr virus and cause cancer, and 2.4 gigahertz is the same frequency to heat up things in your microwave and also your kiddie's alarm for your baby's crib, okay? This is going to, is already showing signs that it gives people already pre-existing illness. The elderly, adults with pre-exposure diseases like heart failure, heart obstructive lung disease, diabetes, heart and vascular disease, kidney disease, etc., previous chemotherapy. It will result in forced vaccines to induce more serious cytokine storms. Previous SARS virus vaccine did this. And also produce sterilization of the world population. And you won't be able to go out in public or do things unless you prove you've been vaccinated, which means you also need to be chipped or have at least a tracker in your cell phone. So I sarcastically say a mandatory Velcro law where your cell phone has to be attached to a body part or you carry it, or otherwise you'll be put in jail. Chipping and tracking in the cybernetic world matrix in the new world economy is coming. And info tracking and pre-crime. And they eventually want to be able to hack into your consciousness when they have that available with one of the guys here from Harvard was not only selling technology to the Chinese, but also what's called the lithium matrix technology to interface with your brain with MindLink. So here's the guy, and I have his picture up here, this smirking maniac with white hair and smiling, Ralph Baric, B-A-R-I-C, and of course he says here, and this is a statement that he has made below it. It says, not everyone thinks synthesizing the new coronavirus is particularly dangerous. I don't really see a huge amount of risk, says Nicholas G. Evans, who studied biothreats at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. Right now, a lot of people are spending a lot of time on how this coronavirus works. I think the risks are outweighed by the benefits. This is craziness. This is really, really craziness. And people need to understand what's going on here. Now, I have a comprehensive program that I want to actually build all the way up from initially identifying people that carry the virus before they even are sick, to the people that are actually recovered, but they're still carrying the virus and spreading it. So there are seven levels here that I'm going to talk about, 7 points. First is we need to have positive pressure aircraft aluminum Kevlar trailers, like a blow-up, or tents you can put in a room that isolate people. So as soon as their test is positive, a quantum test with a biophilia tracker 3, a PCR test like the Dr. Drosten one from Berlin, that's more accurate, works in 2 hours rather than 2 days. And in the exit air would have UV lights, ozone, and bioresonance viral suppression at 207 gigahertz hertz frequency to block the tetramer spike protein so it can't attach, and 337 hertz to suppress anagulase, which viruses, cancer, and bacteria generate, to knock out in disjunction the energetics of macrophages that can generate free radical singlet oxygen 100 million degrees to kill all pathogens. So we need to suppress it. So we need to have multiple things to make sure the air escaping it, these, if you want to call basically pandemic hazmat, I call these life solution trailers and tents. Life solution. It's a solution. Secondly, we want to have telemetry. So when they're positive, you would want to put a little mask on with an airline, and you want to monitor their FiO2, the oxygen going in, say 90%, and their oximetry. And if the oximetry starts to drop and say 93 or 95% down in the 80s, you know they're starting to crash. You need to go to that unit, the hazmat team, and grab them and put them in a hospital and get them ready for intubation because they're deteriorating. Now, hopefully they won't, because as soon as they get treated, they're going to be on our supplements. They're going to be on Nutri-9. They're going to be on, Power C Plus and Cell Defense Plus and Nutri-Silver and taking Allicin Med orally. And so the virus can't replicate. We're going to suppress it also by generating in the trailer the resonant frequencies with a resonant frequency generator and a Magi. And that means they're not going to allow the virus to replicate or spread inside their bodies. Now, that means you don't set a number of days like 14 days we're going to release you. You have to be clear of a bioresonant positive test, PCR, and clinical signs. And if all three are negative, you go from quarantine, from isolation to then quarantine, in which case you go to quarantine for, say, 7 more days. And then if all your tests 7 days in a row are negative, you're able to go into the open community. Okay? And you need to continue supplements so it doesn't relapse and come back. Right, so that needs to be happening. You need to continue supplements so the virus doesn't return, because it may well do that. The trainer should have at least, let's say, 2 to 3 room bedrooms, a lab PCR, a biophilia tracker area for doing tracker tests on people, little headphone sets and electrode they hold, bioresonant tests, the 800-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine and the PCR testing, and other tests to measure markers of viral activity and mitochondrial dysfunction, including what's called a bioresonant test to measure your electrode on the right arm and leg, and can measure their bioimpedance. Now, if you do that bioimpedance monitoring, it can tell you if their bioimpedance, like measuring all the charge in all our cells in their body, if their bioimpedance is dropping, like one of my friends did in Aurora years ago, he used these in the ICU, and if your bioimpedance is dropping, it means you're going to crash. Even if all your other clinical signs look good, your bioimpedance starts dropping, it means whatever's going on in you is bad, and you're going to terminal heart failure, you're going to have a cardiac arrest. Through the trailers, basically we have pandemic mobile hazmat teams. They'll be trained in a couple of weeks. You don't have to be an MD or DO or even a nurse. And you'd have CVAC mobile units too in a trailer, which the CVAC is the cyclical low-high pressure system we talked about yesterday, that basically raise and lower the pressure. You go in the chamber, and for so many seconds, you're like at the top of a mountain, and you're back down to normal. And it stimulates new mitochondrial genesis, because the thing that will kill you when you get one of these viruses or any pathogen sepsis is dead mitochondria. And this stops that, along with other things with our supplements and so on, too. You want, if they start to deteriorate, you want safe transfer to an isolation ICU, which is not in hospital, has a separate air system. And you want to be able to monitor and test with all the isolation people in real time on a big supercomputer, so you know their GPS location where the little trailer is, and exactly their body parameters. Then you also want to get samples so you can do a gene clade analysis and find out what new genes are showing up. Whether it's, and there's this website called Next Strain, N-E-X-T, Strain, S-T-R-A-I-N .net. And if you actually look at that, it'll tell you the actual ontogeny. You can see the genes of all the different genes, not only the glycoprotein, but the other genes. The glycoprotein is one that's modified now with this new S-strain that's much more lethal. So you want to have that sampling so you can do actual gene clade tree analysis. Okay, that's important to understand where the heck the virus has gone and how it's mutating. We probably, my guess is we have 3 strains out there. We've got a original S strain. We have the more lethal L strain that's out there now, and the person who was tested for both strains. We probably have a new strain in Iran that appears to be anywhere from 4 to 6 times more lethal than either of these. So the gene clade monitoring, you go to, I said, nextstrain.net, and then we do real-time supercomputer analysis to monitor where the location is and where the virus is mutating. And by the way, you can do bioresonant suppression technology, broadcasting the frequency to the air. And we want to broadcast the virus suppression bioresonance 207 and 337 hertz to cities, towns, and areas where the cases have spread. So my program, you see, is pretty comprehensive. It uses 21st century technology, including PCR, bioresonant testing, and clinical eval. And the latest map we have is pretty dang well everywhere. I mean, it's not in every country in Africa yet, but it's getting there. And they don't have much health resources, so a lot, their mortality rate is going to be a lot higher. And then we also have the only place that's not gone, as far as the continent, is Antarctica. So we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. And your questions are welcome. 877-317 6432. Coming up in hour three, Mark Gaffney and the pole shift that destroyed the Atlanteans anew many thousands of years ago. We're going to talk about that coming up because that will terminate the New World Order. Back in a moment.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Back in your presence and welcome on. This is a COVID-19 SARS 2019 major update. And by the way, what I'm saying is, it's not speculation. It's based on public documents. It's based on lab reports. It's based on published reports. It's based on regular and classified source information. It's based on a life experience of half a century of working in this area. So this is not just, quote, my opinion based on kind of some whim or fantasy. It's facts. Next thing I want to talk about is some of the latest Epoch Times news reports from last night, in the middle of the night, by the way. South Korea has over 6,000 coronavirus cases, including two more military dependents. Coronavirus live updates. Outbreak could cost airlines $113 billion. Wow. Chinese media spread fake news, negative propaganda about U.S. coronavirus. They're actually saying that we created the virus. Well, we did. But we just helped the Chinese at their BSL lab actually create this new chimera from the two components. One, we got to gain a function from us, and the other from the Aussie animal lab that had the HIV genes. Independent tribunal finds Chinese regime still killing prisoners of conscience for their organs. Of course, they've been doing that for decades. Trump administration asks airlines for more information on travelers for coronavirus. Right? tracing, and then, of course, the House passes an $8.3 billion bill to fight the coronavirus. Now, they're probably going to waste some money if they don't get the chance to talk to these guys. And I have some contacts that are saying they're going to get the Center for Disease Control to contact me. Everything I've heard from all the people that are publicly speaking at these Senate hearings is blather. It's going to waste money and not help people, not prevent death. Also, a lot of people can't miss two or three paychecks. They don't have enough money to get groceries on the table, so they can't just go home unless the government takes care of them. And we have a lot of underinsured or disinsured people who have no insurance and illegals. We got to take care of these people, okay? We have to actually be reasonable and nice. Mnuchin says the coronavirus will have only a short-term impact on the economy. Mnuchin, you know, you should be like this Iranian guy that just keeps saying that until you shut up when you get sick yourself. He's an idiot. These politicians, many bloodsuckers that think it's just going to blow over, they're morons, okay? This is going to continue to coming back and become more and more endemic instead of pandemic. and it's going to have new versions that are going to be more and less lethal, and it's not going away. It's going to be permanent. Shortage of Chinese parts caused by $50 billion fall in the February global export market in the UN. So that's what's going on now. If you look back at the history of viruses, and we'll look at the last century since 1918. Fort Lupton, Kansas, the Bethesda people were working on this. Fort Lupton, Kansas, were making a typhus vaccine. And they inadvertently combined the pig flu virus with the human flu. They infected them with the typhus vaccine. And when they got to Spain, it killed over 100 million people worldwide. Infected somewhere around 30-40% of the world population. The Asian flu back in 1957 killed 2 million. Then, of course, we had the rise in the late 50s of air travel, so the average person could afford it. Hong Kong flu, 1 million dead. This is 1968. The Ebola Congo, Uganda, 2,242 dead by January 2020. Hygiene, weakening the immune system. Of course, we know that was happening back in 2015, 2016. Measles, Congo, 5,000-plus dead and by November of 2019. And of course, we have now the SARS coronavirus alpha rapid causes spread to the world. 55 million China quarantined in January 2020. So 55 million people were actually quarantined, and it didn't stop. It dropped the R-naught score from 6.7 to 3.5. So even welding the doors of apartment buildings to let nobody go inside by a totalitarian regime did not stop this virus. So here's some other headlines. Dem senators press Trump admin on funding numbers for coronavirus prevention. Apple says it will not meet revenue guidance for March quarter due to coronavirus. New epidemic may impair China's ability to meet trade commitment. Of course, it'll impair it. But at the same time, they're agreeing to it. This is happening to them. WHO official explains why coronavirus hasn't been called a pandemic. Well, it is now. I mean, whether they want to believe it or not, it is a pandemic. And that means it's going to eventually become endemic, and it'll have multiple versions of it floating around like we have two versions, at least maybe three. The Iranian really bad version, we have a genetic version called the L strain and the new super strain that's very dangerous called the S strain. 13 American crews evacuees taken to Nebraska hospital. Since people are still there. Black Swan. This is a Black Swan event and stealth war. Mark the U.S.-China relationship, experts say. Scramble to track Cambodia cruise passengers after coronavirus case reported. University tells professors to stop sending students for coronavirus tests over coughing. I think that's ridiculous, university, to say that. You should have test kits everywhere. But the best test initially is the quantum test first. And if it's positive, you need to get a PCR done every day. And both tests. During meeting on coronavirus outbreak, Chinese leaders mandates lab safety be considered national security. Yeah, right. You're sloppy, you guys. That's why they probably got this thing out of the BSL lab in Wuhan. Couple diagnosed with coronavirus flu on Delta and Hawaiian Airlines. And companies say now, a lot of people are going to be carrying the virus because they don't do quantum testing. They may not have a hot forehead. So if they only test for your temperature in your forehead or ear, and you're not coughing yet, you're still shedding the virus. That's stupid. You need to find out if someone's got the virus, but they're not going to get clinically sick. Some people are going to get a very, very mild illness and not even get sick at all. But they're spreading virus like, you know, what do they call that? The case, Typhoid Mary. She had typhoid virus, typhoid infection, bacteria. But she didn't have the typhoid herself. She didn't get sick. But she spread lots of people who died. So that's what's going on there. The Chinese are even destroying cash. That's how bad things are. That's amazing, hey? Evacuated cruise passengers land in the U.S. That happened a few weeks ago. China cuts medium-term rate to soften the coronavirus hit. Their economy, China's home price growth, it's a near two-year low. 99 new coronavirus infection cases discovered on a cruise ship. These were incubators. They were not quarantined. They didn't have a hazmat officer or anybody that knows what the hell they're doing. These cruise liners need to consult like somebody like me so they know how to have a... It's not just this pandemic. It's future pandemics. It's other infections like resistant TB and other bugs that are probably getting more and more endemic, and you don't want someone to carry it on the ship and go to everybody else. Virus outbreak leading to recession. There's going to be a recession here at the very least, and it may well get a full-blown depression too. Beijing Delta activist who is accused of Xi of cover-up. Yeah, not surprising. Coronavirus live updates. Asian markets fall to coronavirus concerns weigh on sentiment. Gray white rhino meets a black swan as virus hits Chinese banking sector. Over 80 Chinese cities under quarantine. Yeah, right. And don't pretend it's not getting really bad. Seven family members. By the way, I've done two specials in my program. I think I went Thursday night going over coronavirus and what's going on. Nine family members get coronavirus after hotspot, says Hong Kong officials. 70 people on quarantine cruise ship confirmed now. By the time the ship started to release people, I think it was like 600 people got sick. Impact of coronavirus to ripple through the global economy. Not going to ripple, it's going to cause disaster. And it's all by design, by the way. Remember, we collaborate with the Chinese to release this because we have timing. And we're going to talk about that in hour number three as to why timing now. Why now? The SARS, it can affect you to be quarantined or isolated. Then, of course, you have the RNA vaccine, which actually can make the lethality of the bug even worse. So don't assume if you get the vaccine, you're going to be clear. If it's not proven to be safe, it may actually cause a more serious cytokine storm when you get the virus in you. So here's my layer. Number one, viral quantum scanning, which is a holographic scan with a biophilia 2 tracker. Lab PCR test with a better kit like Drosten, a clinic from Berlin. Isolation, we talked about the isolation trailers and tents and all the testing. And we also have to have network AI monitoring your FiO2 and your oxygen going in and your oximetry in your finger and your body bioresonant level of, it's like measuring all the batteries and the charge in all your cells. These need to be monitored inside these little isolation chambers. We want them to transition from there once their tests are negative to go to quarantine and be monitored, say, for a week. And then when they go from the fancy isolation chamber to one that's just monitoring them, they should be fine. We want to increase natural host defenses. That's where vitamin D is important. We talked about we want, 16% of cases had a PCR test. New super substrains. We've already identified that, so we're trying to destroy the viral protein that'll prevent the so we want to know what's going on there. So we want to make sure the carriers aren't, are being tested before they get symptomatic, pre-symptomatic preventive care, and natural viral suppression, which we have. Isolation with natural symptomatic therapies. And, of course, we want to make sure that we also prevent future returns and mutations to occur, because if we allow that, you're going to have more and more substrains and maybe our vaccines won't work. And I don't think, to be honest with you, they're going to work great in the first place compared to just killing the virus off. Now, I'm not going to go over all the details of Dr. Cantwell's paper, which I'll do when I do the video on the weekend. Needless to say, he did this on globalresearch.ca. Very good analysis of what's going on here with the virus. You have to understand this is not open to opinion. If you think you want to counteract this, you have to show equal validity of research papers and other information that proves that you think you know more than Dr. Campbell or any of these other people that are experts on this, or me. Do not come into my cage match unarmed, because intellectually if you do, I'm going to beat you up intellectually, and it's going to hurt and leave a mark. And I'm not nice about it. I want you to understand I will not be nice if you're doing things and putting my audience in danger. I'm a pro-American guy. And we're going to get this sorted out. It spread to 40 countries, believe it or not. My gosh, I can't believe the time flies. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. Stay tuned. Back in 2 minutes.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells, and if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Points here that are going to be in my video this weekend, and you want to see that, do you see the previous ones, if you go to our Vimeo and YouTube channels. By the way, YouTube demonetized me last week. They also gave me a threat because I interviewed Barbara Honecker about 9/11 being an inside job. I understand that I had my computer cybernetically attacked, so it's kind of destroyed to the point where it's going to be picked up in about an hour and a half, 2 hours after I get the shows up, but because I can't do Vimeo live stream videos anymore, they've screwed my computer up by cyber attacking it. And this is, by the way, through my firewalls. So the next thing is viral exposure. Number one, NIOSH masks, defense wipes. We have the visors for your eyes. And we have also hazmat suits below 5'8 and above 5'8. Travel, I would not go on an aircraft unless they put a HEPA filter in the aircraft. And I believe in isolation first and then quarantine, not the other way around. Number two, airway safety, NIOSH masks, defense wipes, etc. Antivirals, my antivirals, which are plasma iodine, Nutridyne, Allison Med, NutriSilver, antivirals like our, my NutriDefense that strips off the viral capsid, anti-cytokines, PowerC+, Cell Defense Plus, our Kirko Gold. We have some additional ones we mentioned there too, like our Green Tea Supreme and our Anti-H Max. These polyphenols are very good for stopping the virus. We've mentioned a whole range of those, which I'll go over in more detail on the weekend. You need to monitor their FiO2 and their oximetry and their bioresonance. And this can be done in these what's called lysolation chambers, trents that are going to be 30-foot long trailers. And they're like a blow-up that can be on the back of a truck or on wheels. They can be sent by aircraft. They can be brought in by on ships. So we can ship them all over the world. We need to build millions of these. And they need to be separate from the hospital. So when someone goes in isolation, they get monitored and have telemetry. So if you want to contact and get more information from me, the phone number on the West Coast is from 9 to 3 p.m. Pacific time is 888-212-8871. And you can email me directly by NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I Medical, at drbilldeagle.com. Now, if you're asking for advice, do give me a time window. Don't try to call me. I'll call you in your time window if I can, if I'm not too busy, which I'm getting really busy. And I'll email you back if you have a health condition. I give you a free starter console, which means if I give you you give me a paragraph of what's going on with you, I'll tell you what nutraceuticals and technology what you can do with your local doctor. If you give me a time window, I'll try to call you back. Now, the next level is you need to sign up with my First Nations Medical Board, which you go through with the NutraMedical, go to the shop, buy products, go down to the medical consult. You sign up at $35 for the first spouse, and the second one is $15 a year. Then I charge you for $160 per half hour to do the first video consults, and you burst just 2 time-minutes. Fill in the 11-page intake history, functional integrative history form. Attach all reports, x-rays, MRI scans, or links for me to go to their imaging center and look at them. All your lab work, all your consult reports from your specialist. Then I do a video review with you anywhere in the world. And I also do, by the way, uses for telemedicine to train doctors. I picked up a doctor yesterday who wants me to train him in functional medicine. He's in Santiago, Chile, believe it or not. So that's available right now. Now, the PCR testing is available in those lab test kits right now. The government's messing around with this because they want to control it through the CDC and the FDA. The ones from Germany who seem to be the fastest acting. They work within 2 hours. Our test kits take 2 days. They're putting a lot more in the next week or so, so they'll have around enough for 1.5 million people, because each test kit can do, I think, 500 tests. Now, the problem is that you want quantum testing first, because before the virus replicates enough to show enough virus to make a positive PCR, the way the PCR works is the virus is given fuel. As it replicates, it changes the color of the media. So it can take with the one that Dr. Drossen and Jared Berlin developed. It'll do that test color change within a few hours. It's completed within the next day, but within a few hours, you know the test is going positive. You want to prep up. You want to prep up with food, water, not just toilet paper. That's silly. Personal care. You want to have food, water. You want to have our legacy food. You want to have backup solar power. If you don't have it already, you want to have backup batteries. You want civil defense. And I tell people, if you don't have a gun and you want to have a non-lethal thing, get a pepper spray ball gun and get zip ties. Join your sheriff and then go to and get a basic cardiac and basic trauma life support course. And have bandages and splints for fractures, because don't assume the AMT will be around for months or even God knows how long it'll be if things really kind of deteriorate badly. Okay, they're going to be home looking after their own family. SARS coronavirus, they have the U.S. patent. The U.S. government's had it for years. China, there was a collaboration in December 2019 when it was released, and months before they launched the 5G network, which is basically 60 gigahertz that causes hypoxia and amplifies the biotoxicity, so it's co-toxic. The USMCA Treaty Zone 3 was completed by Jared Kushner and got him a special award from Mexico. China Phase 1 World Trade Organization was approved at the same time as the virus was released in December. These are two of the zones from the Council on Foreign Relations Foreign Affairs Journal, 1973, of the 10 kings who will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. The beast system is coming from America, people. The mark of the beast is coming from America. Your current president is actually on the road, if he continues, if he doesn't repent, even though he says he's done lots of good and evil, he's on the road to becoming the Antichrist. Okay? That may offend you, but you need to realize we need to pray for the man. If I can get to talk to him, I can get him saved. He'll be the best president we've ever had if Tico can get to talk to him. But I'm having a heck of a time getting through either on the La Rochelle Island and Nicaraguan nukes, and now on the SARS coronavirus, but I do have contacts. And I'm hoping that I can get through to him and the people from the Center for Disease Control and the Center for Homeland Security. They're trying to resist me. I'm being attacked in every possible way. Or suppression, okay, just without getting into details. The Wuhan, China live market is not a plausible explanation. It's ridiculous. And this year, by the way, started a few weeks ago, was the year of the rat. And by the way, candidate Senator, Emperor Xi, XI, AOC, and Bernie Kamiklaas are all basically born in the year of the rat, just being sarcastic. October 1st, the 2020 biometric ID starts. That's actually going to start here very shortly. The Belt and Road Program in China, in fact, after all of my conflicts with Harley Schlanger, after being on for more than a decade, he suddenly disappeared and can't be available. You know why? Belt and Road is basically a front for Communist China to take over the world, and they've had now taken over 60,000 of our companies have been taken over by the globalist corrupt politicians, the Congress critters and the Senate critters. And the Belt and Road is a front for China and the New World Order to take over and Now India has declared they won't even give us drugs made in India that we have for, and China makes 90% plus of our antibiotics and our pills for seniors. They're generic. This is stupid. They want to move to a cybernetic currency with a world order all connected together, run by the Matrix system, the primary node being in Falcon, Colorado. If you think of making it up, it's not. I know it personally. It's not open to your opinion. It's something that I've experienced, so it doesn't matter what you say about it. It's just the way it is. I have, of course, the YouTube and the Vimeo live stream Facebook channels. We're also going to be putting our shows on Friday night because I got demonetized last week. I don't trust YouTube. We have a large number of members that belong to our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel, but I've been at it for like about 14 years in Vimeo. You want to order now. You want to prep now. Don't wait till things are so bad, and don't just get a whole bunch of toilet paper. That's silly. Do get out of the big cities. Do start prepping up with personal defense, including whether it's guns or non-guns. I'm going to put up some technology so people can assemble non-lethal technologies in the next few weeks. You'll see little video clips that will explain how to do that. For close friends that I know personally, I will show them how to do much more dangerous, extremely lethal, much more lethal than gun, and no pop sound, and much longer reach than regular gun technology. And they will have that technology if they know me personally and they're connected. You want to get connected to your local sheriff. He's a projector of power, so you want to make sure you get deputized, you know how to do guns, you go to a gun range with them, you get your basic cardiac and trauma life support, and you get your equipment like splints and other things. You need to be prepared to get your family involved. My son, right away when he heard this, Christopher, got the hazmat gear, less than 5'8 and greater than 5'8. My other son, Stephen, told us we should go to the local place to get lots of dry goods and so on. Also go to Legacy Food for long-term food storage. These are justifiable. I have a yard where I have nut and fruit trees and a greenhouse. I've been preparing for years with this. I have a backup 20-kilowatt generator. I have 8,500 watts of solar panel from American Made Solar. I'm going to soon have a battery system that I can flip a switch and during the day run power and run batteries at night for my computers if I want. So I've already been prepping for years on this, and if you haven't been prepping, step by step, it may be too late if you're not going to move quickly, okay? And you want to also get your community ready because you can't survive as an individual even if you're rich. It's got to be a village or a community. And you need to make sure your state and country is actually responding because they're going to spend a lot of money on usually stupid things. You got to understand that you got the viral case, like a person may be spreading it. Then you got the inoculum load. In other words, how many viral particles in order to infect you, which can be very tiny. And if you use things like our Sonic Life and the Magi and other things, you can reduce the ability of infectivity, especially if you're using viral suppression radionics where you generate a frequency like Rife to the area, like with my antenna system, so it can go up to 25 miles to block the virus. And we had talked about herd spread. And unfortunately, because it's a very mild infection, this is what makes it particularly dangerous because it can spread to the herd. So, we'll have this video by the weekend. You can look at my other ones. This is going to be a major update. If you want to know more, go to my videos on Vimeo and YouTube. Contact us. Get your orders in now, N-O-W, for the First Line Defense Kit. Connect to your sheriff. Connect to your neighbors and friends. Get ready. They're ready to use this as an excuse for the Matrix, for forced vaccination, forced shipping, sterilization of the population, civil detention camps, etc., etc. If you don't think this is really happening, you think it's like SARS in the past or MERS or H1N1, it's not. This is the real show. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. Thank you for listening. Hour number 3 coming up. You're not going to want to miss this with Mark Gaffney and the pole shift that's coming on planet Earth. We're going to talk about the pole shifts that happened in the past.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal bowel replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.